Well, now, Israeli forces clash with Palestinians protesting in support of hunger strikers kept in Israeli jails. The Israeli regime soldiers fired tear gas and used sand grenades to disperse the demonstrators in the West Bank town of Hawara. They also clash with protesters in Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron. Hundreds of prisoners have also said they're refusing to eat for a day in a show of solidarity with the Palestinian inmates on hunger strike. There are serious concerns of the deteriorating health of four inmates who haven't been eating for months. The UN chief has also said he's worried about the health condition of the hunger strikers. Ban Ki-moon says Tel Aviv must respect human rights, especially the rights of the Palestinian detainees. Well, let's talk to Paul Larudi with the Free Palestine Movement from Berkeley, California. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Larudi, Palestinian prisoners are on hunger strike in Israeli jails. What do you make of this?
Well, they're trying to bring attention to the injustices that they're suffering there. And at the same time, they're taking the situation into their own hands. A prisoner has very few options in his or her struggle with the prison authorities. But one of the struggles is his own life. And this is what they're doing. It's a very desperate attempt, as we know from past hunger strikers, as in Ireland and other places, including currently in Canada as well, with the indigenous Canadians there. So this is an attempt to do that.
And so how promising are these attempts? I mean, in a sense that would it bear in any result?
Well, if your coverage were to replace that of the mainstream coverage in the United States and the West, which I wish it would, the impact would be enormous. There would be a great deal of sympathy. When, for example, the politician Bo Zilai in China started to go on a hunger strike, immediately the regime in the United States declared how cruel China was to allow this to happen. And the same thing with hunger strikers that were striking for Tibet in front of the United Nations last year. But when it comes to Palestine, these things get ignored in the Western media and especially in the United States. So I don't know what the effect will be, but the more we have others striking in sympathy and bringing the attention to it, one can only hope that common sense will prevail and that the West will find enough sympathy within their hearts to put enough pressure on Israel to allow this respect the human rights of the hunger strikers, who, after all, are only asking for them to be charged with something or released. They're being held without charges against them.
But what aim is Israel following up by, you know, keeping these detainees without charge or trial?
Well, this is a common policy in Israel. It's just that not all of their detainees who are held illegally go on a hunger strike. This is the difference in this case. And Israel has a policy in the past of escalating until and punishing and killing and imprisoning and starving and all of these things to the extent that it is able to do so. It wants to create as much misery as possible. It's part of the process of ethnic cleansing. And as long as they can get away with it, and as long as the pressure from the West and the rest of the world is not too great, they'll continue to do it
right
until this disappears, until the West says, okay, we're getting bored of this, we'll go on, go ahead, do what you like.
Right. All right, I'm sorry I have to leave it there. Many thanks to Paul Larudi, Free Palestine Movement from Berkeley. Thanks for your time there, sir.